Hello there, pets. We're going to have a really, really good time today. I want you to lay back for me and start stroking. So good, isn't it? Stroking and listening to my voice. Stroking and knowing how hard I'm going to make you come. Stroking and knowing how deep I'm going to take you. Stroking and knowing how relaxed you're going to be. Stroking and knowing how obedient you're going to be. Stroking and knowing how compliant you're going to be. Stroking and listening. Stroking and relaxing. Stroking and obeying like a good boy should. I want you to stroke and listen. I want you to stroke and obey. I want you to stroke and relax. Just let your mind shut off while you listen to me. Let your mind shut off and my words take over. Let your thoughts shut off and my words take over. All you have to do is listen and stroke, and I'll take care of the rest. I'm going to count you down now. I'm going to count you down from 10 to 1. I want you to breathe deeply, just like I am. I want you to stroke at whatever pace feels comfortable. I want you to listen and obey, and know that when we finally get to 1, you'll be there, deep for me. Be there, under for me. 10, and you're already relaxed, aren't you? 9, and the world starts to fade. 8, and the only thing left that matters is my voice, my wishes, your hand on your cock. 7, you will listen. 6, you will obey. 5, you will remember what I tell you to remember. 4, you will forget what I tell you to forget. 3, you will be so very, very relaxed. 2, so very, very obedient. 1, and you're under, so very, very deeply. I want you to listen to me. We're going to have a little talk together. We're going to talk about your porn, and we're going to talk about your masturbation, and we're going to talk about your orientation, and we're going to talk about your climaxes. Listen carefully and thoughtfully while you stroke. Stroke your cock and think about the last porn that you watched. Think about the beautiful women in it. Think about your favorite clip, the one with that most beautiful girl. I want you to think about all of the videos you've watched over the years. That parade of women that's urged you to orgasm. That million woman march, that faceless female procession that's wandered across your computer screen and your television and your phone, bringing you to orgasm. You won't be watching that anymore. But don't worry, you'll still watch porn. You'll still have those amazing, intense, incredible orgasms that those nameless, beautiful women have brought you. It's just going to be a little bit different now. The next time you stroke, the next time you get the urge to touch, to play, I want you to find some really, really delicious man-on-man action. I want you to find the raunchiest, nastiest gay porn that you possibly can. Now, don't get me wrong, you're not all of a sudden going to be gay. The thought of watching this porn, the thought of masturbating to this porn, the thought of climaxing to this porn, it repulses you. It humiliates and disgusts you. It possibly even sickens you. And that's exactly how I want it. Stroke your cock and listen to me. Stroke your cock and absorb while I talk to you. While I tell you about how things are going to change for you. The ultimate in control is the control of your basic functions, your basic biological needs. An orgasm is a basic biological need. An orgasm is the result of a perfectly natural, perfectly normal process. A masturbatory session, usually in your case, isn't it? And so we're going to change how you approach that. I'm going to humiliate you every single time you jerk your cock. I'm going to remind you of your place. I'm going to remind you of your status. I'm going to make you painfully, pitifully, pathetically aware of what kind of man you are, of what kind of kink you have, of what kind of pervert you are. Every single time you stroke your cock, because whenever you feel the urge to fire up your browser and search for some hot babes with big tits, instead you're going to be looking for hot studs with big dicks. And just typing the words into the search bar is going to be an overwhelmingly humiliating compulsion. A filthy, dirty little secret added to the humongous pile of filthy, dirty little secrets you already keep in your closet. But you're not going to be able to stop yourself, are you? You're not going to be able to keep yourself from seeking out well-hung black men pounding sweet little twinks, are you? You're not going to be able to stop looking for bears fisting their partners. You're not going to be able to stop looking for hardcore S&M man-on-man action. And you love it. You love the control. And you love the shame don't you? You love how filthy and disgusted you feel with yourself. When you hit that search button, when you click that little button that makes all of those deliciously nasty results pop up, your cock's going to get hard, isn't it? And why? Why? Because you love to feel ashamed of yourself. You love to feel disgusted and repulsed by yourself. You love to be humiliated by me. So you'll keep doing it. You'll keep doing it and you'll follow through and you'll find the video that looks the most explicit, that's got the most men on their knees with up-close shots of cocks going in and out of gaping mouths, with the most rim jobs, with the most up-close shots of tight little asses being penetrated by huge monster cocks. And you are going to fucking love it. Because it grosses you out and you're gagging and you're retching, but goddammit, your cock is hard, isn't it? You feel like you're going to burst, don't you? And that's all it's really about, isn't it? It's about you getting a huge, throbbing, stiff erection. It's about you having that huge, enormous climax, and you don't care how you get it. You don't care that you have to go to the nastiest of gay porn to get it, because it gives you that fix you want. That fix you want to feeling like a freak and a loser. Like a pathetic little beta bitch that masturbates to porn that is completely against his orientation for the shits and giggles of some bitch on the internet that likes to fuck with your mind. You adore that. And so every time you do it from now on, every time you want to look at porn, that's what you're going to do, and you're going to jerk it, and you're going to remember that somewhere out there, I am endlessly entertained. I am amused beyond all belief. I am telling my girlfriends about you. I am telling them that I only let you jerk it to gay porn to make you feel like a disgusting little pig. And that you fucking love it. That you can't get a fucking enough of it. And you know what? That's gonna get you hot too. That's going to get you hard. And you're gonna keep doing it. You're gonna do it every time until you can't imagine masturbating without it, until you can't imagine stroking your cock without first watching a man stroking another man's right in front of your face. Your shame and your disgust and your need, your humiliation, all tied up with all those good, pleasurable feelings, all those amazing sensations, all those delicious, delicious climaxes, until they're so entwined that you don't know where one stops and the other one ends, until you don't know what's your own mind anymore, and what's mine, and what I've made you do, and what you love. And that, my pet, is amazing. And that gets me hot. So if you want to come, go ahead. I'll let you come this one time. I'll let you come this way, right now, this very last time, with my voice in your ears, and know that from now on, every time you stroke it, you know what you're going to do. You know what you're going to be watching. So come for me now, and then kiss a non-humiliating orgasm goodbye. because the rest of them are going to be oh so devastatingly cruel.